Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to 2Q FY23 results call of Jupiter Wagons Limited, hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant clients will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Agrawal from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello and good evening. On behalf of Systematix Group, I would like to welcome the management of Jupiter Wagons and all the participants on today's Q2 FY23 earnings call of Jupiter Wagons. The management will be represented by Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kesari, Chief Financial Officer. Now, without any further delay, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Lohia to make his opening remarks. Post that, we will open the session for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I would like to begin the session by stating that Jupiter Wagon has achieved one of its strongest financial as well as in terms of absolute quantity, our strongest numbers in any quarter. This is just the beginning of our growth story, and it is an endeavor to further consolidate our core business and also use our strong cash flows in establishing our new business, especially the braking business. For the first time, we have placed an order of close to 20,000 wheel sets on foreign buyers to ensure that our delivery of wheel sets does not hold up our momentum. This has been one of the biggest orders placed by any Indian manufacturers on foreign buyers, and this is also substantially reduce our dependency on Indian Railways for wheel sets, and thus keeping us in a very strong position, as you know, wheel sets has been one of the biggest challenges in delivering the wagons to IR. As you can see from the numbers, we have supplied more than 860 wagons to Indian Railways in this quarter. Last month itself, we did a production of close to 400 plus wagons, and we expect the numbers to further strengthen over the coming months. Similarly, in our other segments also, our performance has been much stronger. We expect the numbers from our CV business to be much better in the next two quarters, as the monsoon season is always one of the leanest seasons in the sector, and we are seeing a huge demand coming from both the OEMs as well as from the general industry for the commercial vehicles. In case of containers also, we are now working very closely with companies such as G and DP World. Recently, we are proud to announce that we have supplied containers to G, which in turn they have exported out of India. This is one of the first times that G has exported containers out of India, and we expect the business to grow further. Now, coming to our newer verticals, I'm happy to announce that both our joint ventures with Govis for brake discs and Daco is performing as per our expectation. When it comes to our brake disc business, we have all now, our plant has been certified by Indian Railways, and we have started our commercial production there. We expect the plant to be fully operational by January or February of next year, and we have already participated in tenders for about 60,000, 40,000 brake discs, and we expect to get a substantial order from Indian Railways in the next two quarters on brake disc. Similarly, when it comes to the brake system, again, we are expecting the certification from Indian Railways very shortly, and also we expect strong order books in the next two quarters. Recently, the company has been shortlisted as the L1 bidder by the COC for the acquisition of Stone India, and that will further strengthen our brake business as we can take advantage of the vast infrastructure of Stone India and the large number of licenses which is held by Stone India, thus accelerating our performance in the brake business. Finally, for our electric vehicle business, again, it is in line with our expectation, and we are expecting to launch our first electric vehicle again in the first quarter of next year. And we are already seeing a huge demand on the electric vehicle side. I think India, more than passenger vehicles, on the commercial side, electric vehicles are going to be the game changer, as if you want to make a significant difference in terms of the fossil fuel consumption or on the environmental side, the focus should be on the commercial vehicles, as if you see the general run compared to passenger vehicle, the commercial vehicles run substantially more on Indian roads. So we are very bullish on this venture, and we expect it to be a game changer for the company. I think from my side, this is it, and then I'll leave the floor for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the first question from the line of Siddharth Agrawal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Congratulations on a wonderful set of numbers. So I and a couple of my clients had a couple of questions. Sir, firstly, what kind of reception are you seeing from the Indian Railways right now? And how have you seen their change over the last 2 years? And what is your outlook over here? So I'll take the questions one by one, if you don't mind.
Yes. Can you repeat your first question?
Yeah, so what kind of reception are we seeing from the Indian Railways? We've been hearing that they've got very aggressive. So in the last 2 years, what kind of change and what is your outlook on their, demand flows from here?
So when it comes to Indian Railways, as we have stated earlier also, they are very bullish on the sector, and currently their share of the entire logistics space is about around 20 to 25%. And there is a clear roadmap that by 2030, they want to take 40% of the market share. So that, I think, it flows directly from the Prime Minister himself. Railway has earmarked, under the Gati Shakti program of Honorable Prime Minister, Railway has earmarked to spend about close to $750 billion in the next 5 years on the railway infrastructure, and I don't see any slowdown in their uptake or in the growth in the coming years. When we compare to 2 years back, I think railway is now listening more to the industry, because our one of our main demands to Indian Railway has been to, instead of coming out with annual contracts, to come out with contracts for at least 2 years or 3 years of visibility, as it will help the industry plan better and also will help us improve our supplies to Indian Railways. And it has happened for the first time, and now you can see the results for yourself. Yeah, and please go ahead with your next question.
Yeah, so right now what is your order book?
So today, I think we have an order book of close to 4,000 crores. And this quarter itself, we have added another 500 crores of new order book. And we are in further discussions with various customers. So when it comes to order books, we don't see any challenge. So for us, I think the main challenge is in terms of execution. And as I in my introduction, I said very clearly that today, one of the biggest challenges when it comes to execution is the wheel set. So we have placed today orders of close to 20,000 wheel sets, which is, I think, biggest orders placed by any Indian manufacturer.
Yeah.
And this is also translating into our performance. So, you know, and as a company, we never like to give excuses. So our main focus is always on our execution. And I think over the next quarters, you will see our numbers to be much stronger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And what is your, split of order book between railways and private sector?
So, I think it is close to 50-50. And as I think, quarters progress, I think our the orders from the private sector will increase further, and these orders carry better margins, so it will help the company also in the long term.
Yeah, point noted, sir. Just one second, I'm just taking the second question. And sir, you spoke about the, electric business. So would you be able to shed some light on what's happening on the ground? What kind of order inflows are we seeing? What's the status of our trial run? And, who would be our, major customers in this space? Because I think EV is the hot topic nowadays.
Yeah. So our focus is only on the commercial vehicle segment. We are not targeting the passenger vehicle. So we are speaking and it's... It is the vehicle right now which we are focusing on is up to 12 ton axle load vehicles. So our focus is vehicles which can run within the city and connect satellite towns. That is where we are focusing on, and we are we are seeing a huge traction and interest of the market. So till such time our vehicle is, we expect our vehicle to be, the development on both the vehicles are happening currently, and we expect our vehicles to be ready by the first quarter of next year.
So when you say ready means commercial launch?
The commercial launch may happen little later. By first quarter, we are expecting to give it to ARI for the homologation.
Okay, homologation. Okay. And have we got any orders from here, and what is the capacity that we're looking at?
So, we have not yet started taking any order book. as yet, but definitely there is a huge interest from the customers, as currently today there is no vehicle in the market in the segments which I am talking about. So in terms of overall capacity, we have not firmed up our plans completely. So we will be disclosing it over the next one or two quarters.
Yeah, point taken, sir. In the meanwhile, I got another question from a client with respect to our wagons order. It says, over what time period will our order book be executed?
So it's over the next 3 years. And it is, and the Indian Railway orders is supposed to be executed over the next 3 years. And as of now, our performance is, we are one of the leaders in terms of the performance matrix in the Indian Railways. So today our run rate is much higher than what we are supposed to give to Indian Railways as per their contract. And when it comes to the private order book, I think as I've told you that we are taking orders, new orders every quarter. So this is going to be an ongoing thing.
Okay. And his next question is also that you mentioned that, you know, private orders are, you know, more margin accretive. So, you know, would you be able to share the, you know, margins of both these segments?
No, this is something which it is not possible for us to share at the moment. But I think from the numbers it is very, if you compare to our peers, the numbers, you can get a picture on this.
And would you be able to share what kind of incremental margins the private orders give you?
As I've told you, you know, we are not at, this is a, you know, company-specific information, so which cannot be shared with the market in general.
And so the last question that has come to me is that, you know, when we mentioned 4,000 crore order book, so, are we able to give the number of wagons on order?
Yeah, number of wagons, I think with, just if you can hold on, yeah. You can share. Yeah, it is, overall it's close to about 12,500 wagons which we have currently.
Okay, and 50-50 between private and public. And,
yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll just hold on for a minute for next question.
Siddharth, is your question answered?
Yeah, if my question is answered.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Vipul Sanghvi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Vivek. The question that I wanted to ask is that if you can tell us a bit about the integration of SEPCO facilities with JWL, and how are we kind of picking up on the utilization of the combined asset that we have.
So, as of today, I would say that it is SEPCO Jupiter Wagons. So, SEPCO in terms of the employees and overall, SEPCO as an organization is no longer existent. So, I would say that in terms of integration, we have been fully able to absorb the entire SEPCO infrastructure, and if you look at our performance, it is much higher than the erstwhile SEPCO ever achieved. And I think a lot has been also in the IR, in our presentation we have also highlighted in terms of the numbers. So in erstwhile SEPCO, you know, the wagon facility was never utilized. So today we are rolling out close to about 200 wagons every month from that facility. as well as if you look at the commercial vehicle output also, it is one of the highest numbers which we did last year, and we expect the numbers to be much better this year. And plus, we have also started the container business from that facility, which is a new addition.
Okay. That's great. Secondly, what I wanted to ask, if you can, tell us briefly about the funnel of orders which you are seeing both on the private and the railway side. What kind of, ordering activity that you are expecting, say, over the next 2-3 quarters?
So we are seeing a lot of traction on the private sector because there are, I will give you an example, like if you look at the auto sector, over the last 2 years, the auto sector was not performing very well because of the chip shortages and other, the supply chain constraint which they have, but suddenly there's a huge momentum there. So now we are seeing a lot of demand coming from that sector, especially for, the taller auto wagons, which is again a new design which we are currently working on. And we have already started the prototype for the same. So there we expect going forward a huge traction from there. Similar demand, we are seeing a lot of inquiries from cement sector. I think that is again one industry we are seeing newer demand, and especially from the logistic players, especially for the container wagons. That is where if you look at our demand from the steel sector, that is where the main demand is coming from.
Okay. And will it be possible to quantify that kind of ordering that you are expecting, say, over next 6 to 9 months?
Very difficult to quantify in terms of numbers, but I think the trend which we have in terms of the order books which we have currently, I think we expect the trend to continue over the next 1 year at least.
All right. And lastly, if you can, tell us about, of course, there was a decent margin improvement in the current quarter. When do you see that we can, be in the ballpark of 15% EBITDA margin? You think we will exit at that kind of number at Q4 numbers?
See, I would not like to speculate on the EBITDA margin, but as I have told earlier also on this call, we expect the growth momentum to continue. So, as the revenues keep on increasing, obviously it will have a positive impact on the EBITDA margins also. And I have told you earlier also that, we have been able to consolidate now the business very well. So now you're also seeing the fruits of the consolidation. So because of the consolidation of the SEPCO and the Jupiter business, there is a lot of price advantages that the organization is able to get. And going forward, the brake business also will definitely be a contributor towards the EBITDA margin.
Fair point. Thanks a lot and all the best, Vivek and team.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, you may please press star and one. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference I'm sorry, we have one question that has come up. It is from the line of Jay Nayak as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for a good set of number. I just wanted to give us a brief overview on our braking business, when it would start and what kind of orders we are expecting, and when the revenue would start kicking in, and what is the opportunity size. I know you explained it in the last investor call, but I would request you to do it again. And second one was with the more orders and our capacity utilization going up, what kind of margin improvements probably we can expect in quarters to come, sir? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your question. You know, when it comes to the brake business, as I have said, we are very bullish on that. As India is now, you know, focusing more and more on high-speed trains and new designs of wagon, we believe that the brake systems are going to be very critical to the development of the railway infrastructure. So, as I've told you earlier in the call, that for our brake disc facility, it has already now been approved by Indian Railways, and we have commenced our production from there. We are right now doing trial production, and we expect that the plant to be fully commissioned by beginning of next year. We have, as again I have already stated in the call, that we have already participated in tenders. The quantum is close to about around 50,000 to 60,000 brake discs of the various tenders which we have participated in. So we expect a good order book from there. When it comes, and the revenues from the brake business, you will start seeing, I think, from beginning 2023. Beginning 2023, you will start seeing the revenues coming from the brake business. When it comes to our JV with DACO, we are right now in the process of getting the final approvals from IR, and that also we expect good order books over the next one or two quarters in that business. Also, in both the businesses, we are also looking at exporting to the European market from both these businesses. So that order book also will start flowing next year. Again, on the margin side, as I have said, that as our revenues increase and the company keeps on consolidating, you will definitely see better margins over the next quarters. But I would not like to speculate on the exact margins.
Thank you, sir. And one more question, if you can accommodate. In our annual report, you have mentioned about some partnership joint ventures for battery packs and the charger, CV charger. So if you can give some update on that, if possible.
Yeah. On the battery pack, we did not specifically mention any joint venture. On the CD charger, yes, we have already started working on a charger. It is on the developmental, right now it is under development, and we expect to launch the charger very shortly.
Thank you very much, sir, and all the very best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to Mr. Siddharth Agrawal for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, I would like to thank Mr. Vivek Roya and Mr. Sanjeev Kesari for your valuable inputs today. Trust me, sir, we all learned about more about Jupiter Wagons today, and also thanks to my colleagues at Systematics and all our clients for participating on the call. Thank you very much once again, sir, and all the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.